Penguin Random House Audio presents Revolution, written and read by Russell Brand.
Legal asterisk. When you hear this sound, I'm obliged to add clarification so that this audiobook can be created. Ben, the editor, gives me notes with which I then argue. Then Roger, the lawyer, who has to sign off, gives me suggestions to make the book publishable. Then I insist on creating these legal asterisks, which are more contentious than the material that they were designed to cover. Prologue. You say you want a revolution. Jeremy Paxman is Britain's foremost political interviewer. He is fierce, not in a pugnacious way, like a salivating pit bull. No, like a somnolent croc, eyes above the surface, knowing you will make a false move. Waiting. Then, snap, thrash, roll, you're finished. He eats Home Secretaries for breakfast, shits Chancellors, and wipes his arse on Prime Ministers. In 5 minutes' time, I will be interviewed by Jeremy on our nation's foremost news analysis show, Newsnight. That's why I'm on my knees now, in the toilet of the lobby of the Landmark Hotel, praying. God, please make me a channel of your peace. The first line of the St. Francis Prayer, popularised by Mother Teresa, bastardised by Margaret Thatcher, and cherished by those of us who've fallen through the cracks and floated ourselves back up with crack. I just want to be a channel of the peace. The peace exists. I don't need, thank God, to create the peace. All I have to do is become open and the peace will come. The peace is already there. Mother Teresa, one could argue, is a testimony to the principles outlined in this prayer. Through service, she has conquered the lower selfish drives that serve survival and the ego and become a tool of a higher purpose, or God. Margaret Thatcher's case is less...